Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
New guidelines approved by judges will see awards for minor whiplash injuries cut by more than half. There'll also be significant cuts to a range of other injuries in what amounts to a seismic shake-up of the personal injury claims landscape. At a virtual meeting of the Judicial Council on Saturday, judges voted by a margin of 83 to 63 to adopt the guidelines. Now, despite the level of cuts approved, insurance costs campaigners said the guidelines don't go far enough. Well, to discuss this in detail, I'm joined on the line by Tracy Sheridan, who's owner of Kids Place Play Centres in Rathfarnham and Rathcoole in Dublin. And Tracy is also director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform. I'm also joined on the line by Stuart Gilhooley, solicitor and former president of the Law Society. And Stuart, you say these cuts are savage.
Yes, Claire, I do. I mean, they are very, very severe. I mean, they're 50% in a lot of cases, and in some cases, they're even more so. So, I mean, I think the insurance industry will be delighted. I'd say they were cracking open the champagne on Saturday night. They couldn't believe they went as far as they did. But, you know, I mean, you're always going to get this line that people aren't happy because, you know, they'll never be happy with whatever they get. But you know, I think when we consider the level of profits the insurance industry have been making for the last 2 or 3 years, to think that they'll be making another 50% is, I'm sure, going to send their profits into orbit.
Okay, well, we're going to be talking to Moya Murdoch, Chief Executive of Insurance Ireland, after 11 o'clock, and we'll certainly ask her if the champagne corks were popping. Tracy, what do you say to that, that you'll never be happy at the level of cuts that are made, even, as Stuart says, if they're as savage as 50% and 80% in some cases?
Hi, Claire. I suppose the simple fact is that insurance in this country is hugely unaffordable. The essential fact is that damages are the biggest part of every insurance premium. So if we want affordable insurance, we have to have sustainable levels of damages. And the 50%, it just isn't enough, simply isn't enough. 80% reduction would have brought us down in line with England and Wales. I mean, we still would have been higher than other European countries. And that's what we need. We need those reductions straight away, and we need them to be passed on to policyholders if we want our society and our economy to be able to recover, especially with COVID.
Do these reductions, though, not look at England and Wales and pitch us somewhere in between the two?
No, I think what they did is they looked at England and Wales, and then they looked at Northern Ireland, and they brought Northern Ireland in. But to be fair, that's not a very fair comparison, because legal fees in Northern Ireland are fixed at an average of €5,000, whereas here in Ireland the average is €15,000. Now, if we were to fix legal fees down to a third of what they currently are, that would certainly have an impact, I've no doubt, on policy prices.
And Stuart, because a lot of these cases now will be fixed at a lower award amount, they'll be in the district court, won't they, and not the circuit court. And you have fears that the district court mightn't be able to cope, and also solicitors mightn't take on the work.
Yeah, certainly. I do think a lot of cases will be in the district court, and maybe cases that are in the high court will be in the circuit court. So you're going to have a situation where courts that would have been used to dealing with a certain volume are going to have a whole lot more now. And I don't think they have the resources or the structures to deal with that. I think that's a real concern, and I can't see them getting those resources because that costs money. Secondly, I think you're right. I think there will be certain solicitors who will decide that they won't want to take these cases on because they're uneconomic.
Well, you've said that. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I certainly think that is. I mean, it may not apply to solicitors like me who specialise in the area because we'd have the economies of scale to deal with that. But I think those who maybe, you know, dabble in it, and there's lots of solicitors, you know, general practitioners who maybe take the odd personal injury case on, and I think they may say, well, look, that it just isn't worth their while. Whereas someone like me who maybe does it every day, a day of the week, might be more inclined to do so because we deal in volume.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, it might convince people. I suppose the whole aim is for them to go to the Personal Injuries Assessment Board and use that facility more. Now, I know that doesn't help you and people in your profession, but it might be for the greater good.
Well, I mean, I think there's a misunderstanding about that sometimes, Claire. Every case has to go to the Personal Injuries Assessment Board. It's then a matter for the insurer to decide whether they want the case to go through the process of the board, and if they do, then it's a matter for both parties to decide whether to accept the award. So it's not a question of more cases going there. It may be a case that there'll be more cases accepted there, and that's certainly a possibility.
Yes, that's what I mean.
That's certainly a possibility. If that's the case, then that's the case. That's fine. Look, we've never had a problem with that, and I've always said out, Claire, that the system is the system, and the judiciary have made their decisions, and whether I'm happy with the 11th award or not is neither here nor there. They've made their decision, and we have to live with that now. And, you know, I think there probably will be certain people undercompensated as a result of this, but, you know, that's the decision the judges have made. And I do think it's important to recognise that we are now lower than Northern Ireland in terms of our awards. We may not be quite as low as England and Wales, but I don't necessarily see why we have to be as low as England and Wales. Mm-hmm. Why do we have to compare to anyone? Surely what we should simply be is what's fair.
Tracy, I'm going to bring you back in here because I just see here that the general damages paid out for minor injuries clearly are going to be reduced, as I said, by 50%. But there's a note in there that they will be the fully recovered injuries. Now, it'll be up to the judge to decide, won't it, if a person is fully recovered or not?
Exactly right. And that's what makes up the vast majority of the claims and where the payouts are coming from. And that's these big payouts shouldn't be happening for minor, fully recoverable injuries. They need to come down. And England and Wales are actually going to reduce their payouts on these minor recoverable injuries in May. So even though the 80% would have brought us in line with them currently, they are again going to slash theirs, and they're going to be way below us. So, you know, even with an 80%, we still would have been higher. But with this 50% reduction, we're still going to be a major outlier paying multiples of what other European countries are paying for these injuries.
So you can understand then why insurance companies are saying today, look, don't be expecting your premiums to drop here on the basis of this move.
Well, no, I think the insurance companies absolutely need to pass this on as quickly as they can. And they certainly can pass on this reduction, but they need more for us to be in line with the other countries and for it not to be a payoff to go for minor injuries. And we don't want to encourage these claims.
Yeah. Did you hear Stuart saying there that we shouldn't need to compare ourselves to other jurisdictions? Why do we need to do that?
I suppose what he was saying was, is it fair? And I think the answer to that is it fair that businesses are closing? Is it fair that our community groups and charities are closing and aren't able to get, sometimes maybe not afford insurance, but not even get insurance? So if we want a functioning society, then yes, we absolutely need to cut them.
Stuart.
I find it extraordinary that personal injuries victims are being blamed for the level of insurance company premiums. The profits are stratospheric at the moment. They're making $200 million a year in some places, and yet they won't give any money back. They're going to make far more now as a result of this. I find this idea of blaming people who have suffered injuries, the people who have been wronged, for the level of insurance companies quite amazing. It's about time that people focused on the insurance companies themselves, the level to which their greed is ensuring that businesses like Tracy's are being affected by this, and we need to actually focus on them. They're the ones who set the premiums, not the victims of personal injury.
Is that what you're doing, Tracy, blaming people who are victims of personal injury?
No, absolutely not at all. But I think we have to have compensatory amounts that are fair. But I think on that comment about, you know, profits, the National Claims Information Database put out, you know, what exactly makes up a premium. And the insurance profits was 9%, but legal fees was 10%. So there is a lot of money to be made here. And I think everybody needs to look at their responsibility and what they can do.
What do you say to that, Stuart, that you're making more from insurance premiums than the insurance companies?
Well, it's absolutely not true for a start. But in any event, the point is that legal fees are set not by us. They are set by an independent body, the Legal Cost Adjudicator. We get paid for the work that we do, and nothing more and nothing less. We don't determine what our fees are. If people aren't happy with our fees, then they can look elsewhere. But the reality is that we are simply doing the work that we have to do. And in a lot of cases, we're being forced.
But you've just referred
to
the
court.
Absolutely outrageous profits that the insurance companies are making. And Tracy tells you there that actually you're getting more out of this than the insurance companies are.
Simply not true. The insurance companies are making hundreds of millions a year on the back of this. All we're doing is doing the work that we've been asked to do. If there's no cases, then there's no legal fees. If every case is accepted at the PIAB level, then there's no legal fees. Mm-hmm. So there are ways around this. We're simply doing the work that we've been asked to do, no more, no less.
Stuart, I'm getting a lot of text messages in from people who want to know, what is whiplash? How serious is it really as an injury?
Yeah, it's a very good question. And I suppose it varies from person to person, Claire. I mean, you have certain people who will recover very quickly, and maybe the younger you are, the more likely you are to recover. But also there are different types of effects of whiplash on people. Those with maybe underlying conditions will be affected a lot more than those who don't have them. And some people, you know, will recover in a matter of months. Others will never recover from a whiplash injury. So there's so many different types of it, and there's so many different effects it can have on individuals, that it's very hard to pigeonhole this in kind of a one-size-fits-all all what is whiplash worth and what is whiplash.
Yeah, it's a subjective condition really, isn't it?
Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, to some degree it is. I mean, pain is always subjective. Pain is subjective to everybody. Any doctor will tell you that. But there are objective manners, ways of discovering whether whiplash is real or not, and doctors know how to do this, and that's the doctor's job to determine that.
All right, we'll leave it there for now, but as I say, we're going to be talking to Insurance Ireland after 11. That's Tracy Sheridan and Stuart Gilhooly. We'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.